Florida State Senator Jim Boyd has introduced a bill that could reverse Key West's decision to limit ships that call there. Currently, Key West recently approved amendments that cap ship capacity at 1,300 people, and that's including crew. The new bill argues that the state should overrule local authorities, saying that the economic impact of a seaport extends far beyond the boundaries of local jurisdiction. In 2019, Key West saw 965,000 crew passengers during 417 port calls. And MSC Cruises has canceled more voyages for the MSC Grandiosa this month, citing the extension of travel restrictions by the Italian government. The restrictions limit access to ports of embarkation in Italy through January 15th, which have forced MSC to cancel the January 10th sailing from Genoa. The line has also chosen to cancel its January 17th voyage. Now the ship plans to come back with its regularly scheduled itinerary from Genoa on January 24th. And finally, to shed some light on a smaller sector of the cruise industry between now and 2023, 36 new expedition cruise ships are set to debut. This includes some ships that were delivered in 2020 but haven't yet been able to sail. The expedition sector represents $5.6 billion in new build value, with each ship costing on average of $156 million. And cruise line stocks closed up on Thursday. Carnival Corporation up 1.7% to 20.74. Royal Caribbean up 2.5% to 74.00. And Norwegian Holdings 24.74 up 1.7%. You can find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.